Our current mayor, as everyone knows, is retiring, and this question has kind of two parts to it. How would you assess the legacy? Are you in favor of the policies of the current mayor, outgoing mayor, or against them? And if you're willing to say, if you're publicly endorsing a candidate for mayor, who is that and why? I don't want to ask you to leave a personal, private choice, but if you are actively supporting a candidate for mayor, then I'd also be curious to know what your rationale is. So, Kirk, I'll leave you to answer.
Sure. You know, I guess I'm biased because, you know, the mayor appointed me to planning commission, so I think that was a good choice of his. But in all seriousness, if nothing else over the past 8 years, I've learned that it's really, being on council is a thankless job to begin with. But additionally, when you're in a period of decline, you're nobody's fan when you're cutting services, and that's what it has been since we came into the recession. So, you know, tempering that situation, I think the mayor is really just one vote on council for the most part. I think the mayor and many of the council members since I've lived here have done a good job being stewards of our money and managing the best they can with declining resources. Differences I would have had. It's interesting because I think a lot of people expect a lot out of a mayor to be a leader and being out front with certain issues, and that's not really how our government is set up. I mean, you need to have leadership qualities and you want to put ideas forward, but the way council works is a collaborative process. We're not a strong mayor city. And I think when you go out in front and propose something before the community has had a full discussion about it, I think you run into problems, and I think we've seen that in the past. And I'm not endorsing. I think we have several fine candidates for mayor. I'm not endorsing.
That's fine. I was asking you for a personal private choice, but if you have a public endorsement, Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. So I think the mayor, many years ago, more than a decade ago, started out in one way, and I think he's changed to another. And become very pro-big, and yes, he is only one vote, but yes, he is the mayor, and yes, he does make the appointments to DDA, all the commissions, committees, they're done by the mayor, so with council approval. So I think that he has a very big impact, and I think that we have gone through our bigness phase and our spending of multiple millions of dollars, and hopefully on things that were not necessary, I think, in the size of our municipal building, for example, or the $50 million on the underground parking. So, and yet we haven't gotten an Allen Creek Greenway completed, and that's been going on for a very long time, and that would be an amenity that would enrich the community and would add beauty to the community. You know, people living near a path like that, their property values would go up. So you asked also about if I'm endorsing, and yes, I am. Steve Kunzelman, I think that he is controversial, for sure, but I think he has a lot of courage, and I think that he is willing to compromise. For example, he took on the DDA, and he was willing not to take all that he could take, but to compromise with them, and they accepted that compromise, and council accepted that compromise. He's the person who also got the library, the Y lot, rather, sold, and now there's a promise for a building on it. So I think that he will take on... that he will take on the difficult issues, and that he's approachable, and you could talk to him and have an interesting discussion.
Thank you.